A downtown Sydney staple will be closing its doors after 117 years of dressing up the community. Scott McVicker, owner of Spinner's Menswear located on Charlotte Street in Sydney, announced he'd be retiring and closing down the store that's provided suits, shoes, and activewear to the men of Sydney for generations. McVicker spoke about how he's feeling about retiring and closing Spinner's.
A person knows in their life when they're going to do retirement. Years ago, I didn't feel it. Now I do. I'm young enough, and yet I put my 42 years in. It's time. Time to get some time for myself, my family, grandchildren, and do some projects that I haven't done for years.
Scott took over the business from his father, Sterling McVicker, in 2011. Both worked for Nathan Spinner, son of Jewish peddler Moses Spinner, who started the store in 1908. McVicker spoke about the highlights of his career, including working with his father.
A lot of years under our belts, pardon the pun, in the clothing business. Ironically, my dad was here, Sterling McVicker. Many people knew him for over 52 years. He worked for Spinner's. My dad's, of course, passed away. Lots of adventures, a lot of interesting days, that's for sure. A lot of stories to be told. A lot of things that we came to the aid of our customers because of different events in their life. We've had people come in. A loved one has passed away, and they need their suit, like, you know, as soon as possible, which we were able to do that. You know, as a son working for his dad, it's kind of cool. We had a great relationship. At times, we would be able to communicate without even talking to each other. One of the highlights, I guess, is working with my father through the years. Yeah, number one, yes, absolutely. And number two is our 100th anniversary there that we celebrated in 2008. And I remember the day well. My dad wasn't well at the time, and we cut the cake together and celebrated our 100th anniversary, which we never thought we would ever get to. And now, 17 years later upon that, we're still here. But I'm feeling good about it all. I really am, and I think that it's time. I think that our customers, nothing ever lasts forever. A lot of customers are very sad to see this happen, but it wasn't a decision that came overnight.
McVicker also discussed the outpouring of support he's received from the community.
It's comforting because, you know, like a lot of stores don't hear this, and as a merchant, as an owner, you know, we don't hear it enough sometimes, and it doesn't take any real effort, and it means a lot to us merchants because sacrificially, taking on retail is it's a sacrifice. It's not a burden. It's a sacrifice that we want to do. But still, these are things that we have made the decision to do so. But again, it's nice to hear from all the people in Cape Breton, as well as other people have come off island. We have serviced people right from eastern coast of St. John's, all the ways to Victoria, BC. You know, we've had customers that we shipped out merchandise goods through the years and have done what we did. It's nice to hear from the people. They say, thank you so very much. I got to shake your hand. This is quite a legacy, you know. You're an icon of our community. You're an icon of Cape Breton. You're an icon of Nova Scotia. So, you know, all said and done, it's nice to hear from everybody and be appreciated.
McVicker says giving the community a good deal on his remaining products is his way to say thanks for their support through the years.
Our main goal right now is to continue to serve the customers. This is the time that we can say to our customer, come in, get a great deal, you know, thank you for your business, and get a great deal on some product, you know, while it's still here, because it's going. That's the main thing, is I feel great about even the sale of it all, giving back to the community, giving back to my customer.
McVicker thanked his wife and staff for their support and sacrifice to keep Spinner's open. He says Spinner's will continue to remain open until the shelves are bare and expects to close sometime in November.
My dad always said, people always complain about prices, but they never complain about Spinner's quality.
For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.